This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under the mighty hand today. Just a thank you and a praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just a thank you and a praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hide me behind Calvary's cross, anoint these lips of clay, now get out of the way, that you may have your way here today. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding here today and tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, pray in people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we thank you in advance for answering prayers, for honoring requests, but most of all, precious Father, for meeting each and every need and saving souls for the kingdom of God. May grow from this day forward in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, we serve a mighty, awesome God this day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to, we'll start out with a couple of scriptures. We'd like you to go to the book of Philippians chapter 2, and we'll look at verses 12 through 13. The book of Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. And the word of God reads, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. We serve an awesome God, a mighty God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And we are so grateful here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about, hallelujah, having a fear of God will help bring blessings in your life. Having a fear of God will help bring blessings in your life. Before I get started, I want to explain that the fear that we are talking about, we're not talking about the fear in 1 Timothy 1 and 7. That says, "For God haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind." No, tonight we are talking about a godly fear, a godly reverence, hallelujah, for who God is and for who he is and whose he is. Hallelujah, God is almighty. He has all power in his hand. God created the whole universe. Amen. He has everything in motion. He has it in sync. Amen. It's not running into one another. No, God knew what he was doing. So we as born-again believers, as children of the Most High God, God wants us to have a godly reverence, a godly fear, a godly reverence for him. Hallelujah, to appreciate who he is. Hallelujah, to just reverence him. For he is the maker of our soul. He is the one that is able to keep us in perfect peace as we keep our mind upon him. So again, we are talking about having a fear of God, which will bring blessings in your life. You see, the fear of God is a gift from him. Genuine fear of God accompanies real conversion, and it comes from yielding ourselves to him and receiving his Holy Spirit in us. As we fear God, because we should fear God, because God alone holds the power over the destiny of our soul. Yes, we should fear him because he alone holds the power over the destiny of our soul. Believers of Christ, all those that are listening and those that will be listening at a later date, again, we thank God for this opportunity to bring forth his word. Even though we teach and we may be teaching and preaching on a local level, through the use of the internet, we are able to reach on a global level. So again, here in the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Philippians as well as ourselves here in 2020. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have already obeyed, not as in my presence only, but much more in my absence. Here, Paul is giving a word of encouragement and telling the Philippian church at the time that they have obeyed the teaching of the gospel. So he says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. Work it out. In other words, each and every day of our lives, we should be living a godly reverence, a godly fear of who God is. Scary, not a scary fear, but a fear of reverence, of not being in his perfect will in our lives, of not falling short of the goal, looking unto Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus is our set example. So we, because of what he did on Calvary, shedding his blood for all men, all mankind, bridging the gap between God and man, he made it possible as we gave our life to Christ. Hallelujah. As we abide in the vine and we are the branches, he has made it possible, because he's the way, the truth, and the life, for us to be back in right standing with God. There are benefits that comes along, that comes with the package of having a fear of God in our lives. Yes, believers of Christ, having a fear of God gives us benefit in our lives. When a person truly fears the Lord, it makes that person yield to God no matter what. Even when we don't feel like it. Even when we get to the place of knowing that God is who he is. Sometimes we get passive in our walk with Christ. Sometimes we get complacent in our walk with God. Yes, we have to always be mindful that the God that we serve, he's an awesome God. He's a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. He's a God that sits high, but look low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. When we have a true compassion for fearing God and keeping his commandments, we'll do whatever it takes to please him. The Bible says that in Hebrews 11:6, for without faith it is impossible to please God. But them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we seek the Lord while he may be found. We draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to us. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. So again, tonight we are talking about having a fear of God, which will bring benefits or blessings in your life. As a child of God, as a believer of Christ, the God that we serve is a God that is concerned, a God that looks upon us on a daily basis to see where we are in our walk with him. Yes, when we really have genuine fear of God, we are a person that is in awe and properly tremble before God and his word. For it is not a passing thought. No, it is knowing that I am, that I serve a God that loves me. I serve a God that has everything in control. Bible says in Psalms 33, verse 8, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Awe means having a willing feeling of reverence, admiration. Fear produced by that which is extremely powerful, having power to inspire reverence or fear. The God that we serve, he has power to inspire us to reverence him. And he also has power to inspire us to have a godly fear of him. No, sure, God wants us to come boldly to the throne of God in the name of Jesus, not to be afraid of him, because he's a God that we can touch with our infirmities. He is a God that made us, so he knows all about us. He's a God that knows our motives. He's a God that wants us to be in fellowship with him. Yes, so having a fear of God gives us benefit, gives us blessings in our lives as we walk in obedience to what the word says. The Apostle Paul, I'm reminded of when he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but it is the power to believe. It gives power to those that believe it. It gives, hallelujah, it gives blessings in our lives as we walk in according to what the word is saying. 1 Samuel 15:22, the clause of the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken better than the best of the rams. So this time of fear that I'm talking about, having a fear of God, a fear of the Lord in your life as a child is, it recognizes how small we are before the infinite majesty of the God that we serve. And it keeps us from thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought to. Yes, sometimes even Christians, believers of Christ, we can get to a place in life where we get big-headed, when we think that we are bigger than what we really are. Well, the Bible says, and God says in his word, you can't do nothing without me. So we have to always consider the fact that the God that we serve is awesome. He has all power in the palm of his hand. He has everything in place. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, But sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks in you a reason of the hope that is in you with godliness, with meekness and fear. You see, the Christian faith is to be defended by a reasonable, resourceful meekness and fear. Sure, God, the God that we serve, the fear that we have for him, is not like the fear of man. No, the fear that we have for God is to reverence him, to appreciate his love towards mankind. The fear that we have of God is to reverence him for his mighty acts, to reverence him because he holds the world in his hand. All power belongs to him. There's no other power given. The source of real power comes from God. So, believer of Christ, having a reverence of God gives us benefit, blessings in our obedient lives. The fear of God instills and inspires obedience on our part as children of the Most High God. The fear of God, it creates a deep desire to obey him and to please him above all things and not wanting to disappoint him. And also it takes into consideration having to give an account of ourselves before God. Here the Apostle Paul, he reminds us when he wrote the letter to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9 through 11. It says, wherefore we made it our aim, our desire, that whether present or absent, we may be well pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether they be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. You see, the Apostle Paul was a mighty man of God. He was one of the apostles. The Apostle Paul, before Christ, he did things that wasn't right in God's eyesight. Just like everyone that was born, that is born and will be born, that takes upon a sinful nature. Before Christ, we did everything that we thought that was good in our eyesight. But the Bible says that is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is a bit. So Paul is encouraging the Corinthians at this particular time, and also are encouraging us in 2020, even through this pandemic, being quarantined at the house. Paul is encouraging us and letting us know that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ one day. That we will be held accountable for our actions done here on earth. And we will receive the things that was done in our bodies according to that we have done, whether it be good or bad. One day, payday will happen. One day we will have to stand before God the Father. When Jesus presents us to him, the church, a prepared people that's gone to a prepared place. So that's why it's very important that while we are down here, while we have our blood flowing hot through our veins, that we must make sure that our lives is lining up with God's will for us. We have to make a decision. Encourage ourselves as well to know that if the world, if God be for us, who or what can be against us? We have to be persuaded in our own minds to believe that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Here, dear, David, like Paul, understood the connection between the fear of God and obedience. When he wrote, "The fear of God is the beginning of godly wisdom, and a good understanding has all those who do his commandments." So there's obedience and reverence towards God will make you and I, as believers of Christ, want to fellowship with others who have this same godly fear. Godly fear, hallelujah, is something that every believer of Christ should want to have in their lives, to walk with God, to present our bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may know what the perfect will of God is, according to Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. Here in the book of Psalms 119, verse 63, the word says, "I am a companion of all them that fear God, and of them that keep thy precepts." Believers of Christ, having the fear of God, it gives us benefit. It gives us blessings. Having the fear of God attached to it is benefits and blessings in our lives. You see, the fear of God helps us to develop godly courage. Yes, the fear of God helps us to live a life that is pleasing in his eyesight. The fear of God is having a reverence, a godly appreciation in our lives for what God has done for us, for the love that he showed us by sending his son Jesus Christ to be the author and finisher of our faith. When you walk with a godly fear, you appreciate God for who he is. You appreciate and you are willing to keep his precepts, keep his rules, his commandments, make it part of your life, your lifestyle. Having the fear of God, it helps you to develop godly courage. Gives you a courage that surpasses all of your human capacity. Gives you a fear. When you have the fear of God, it gives you, hallelujah, You don't look at yourself as being a failure. You look at yourself as being an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of your testimony. You become built up in the faith of knowing that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So by faith, we become courageous. When you have the fear of God in your life, your heart desires to please Him. Your heart desire is to carry out the assignment that He has given you to do in this life, so that you be prepared and rewarded in the next life. Yes, believers of Christ, the fear of God is a gift from Him. Genuine fear of God accomplishes real conversion, and it comes from yielding ourselves to Him and receiving His Holy Spirit into our lives. You see, when we fear God, because God alone holds the power over the destiny of our soul, having a fear of God gives you benefit in your life. God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, He's awesome. Yes, He's all-knowing. Yes, He's all-powerful. He is an awesome God, a good God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Going to. That's why I still say yes. Yeah.
in the world. This pandemic hasn't caught God by surprise. Oh, no, it hasn't caught us by surprise. But we thank God because having to go through something that we're not accustomed to, we have to depend on Him. And God loves us so much that He'll make Himself available to us. The question is, are you willing to join in to Him? As we draw nigh to Him, He will draw nigh to us. So again, tonight we are talking about the godly fear of God, which gives us, which brings forth in our lives blessings. The fear of God gives you, as a child of His, divine insight into your covenant blessing. Praise the Lord. That right there, if I was you, I'd write that down because it's good to know. The fear of God, the reverence of a mighty God, gives us, as children of His, divine insight into our covenant blessing. That's enough to shout right there. That's enough to praise the Lord for who He is. Hallelujah. Divine insight, which is godly fear, godly wisdom. Hallelujah. And that's what we need, especially in the times that we are living in. We need God's wisdom, not man. Because man's wisdom can only go so far. And then it'll cause failure. But godly wisdom. You see, we as men and women, we can only think so far because of the finite mind, the capacity that we have, we don't even use it. But God is infinite. He has all knowledge. He's all knowing. He's all powerful. He is God all by Himself. Thank you, Lord. Here in the book of Psalms, 27 verses, 1, 2, and 3. The word of God says that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foe came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. During hopes, sitting camp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise up against me. In this will I be confident. Child of God, believers of Christ, you fear God more than man. Then you will fear man less than God. I'm going to say this again. Child of God, believers of Christ, when you have a fear, a godly fear of God, more than man's fear, that you will fear man less and God more. Yes, as believers of Christ, we ought to obey God rather than man. But we got to be prideful of the way we do things. We got to be prideful of the way that we do things. Because God wants us to obey Him as well as the laws of the land. So as a believer of Christ, when you have the fear of God in your life, it will help you to avoid sin. Again, another quality that accompanies godly fear is the showing of sin and following God's ways of righteousness. Here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 13, it says, it tells us that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil and arrogancy and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. So believers of Christ, we should strive for perfecting holiness in our lives and never lose the opinion. Never lose focus of that godly fear that causes us to flee from sin and its deadly consequences. So people of God, having a fear of God, it will help build us and encourage in godly leadership. Those who possess godly fear will resist the urge of taking advantage of others by abusing their position of authority. When we look around in 2020 in the world that we are living in, there's very little godly fear in the political arena. There's very few in leadership, even in the church circle, that is abiding according to God's ruling. Here in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 5, verse 15, it says, here the Jewish ruler named Nehemiah, he records an excellent example of this when he wrote, but the former governors that had been before him were chargeable unto the people and had taken of them bread and wine, besides the 40 shillings of silver. Yet even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not him, because of the fear of God in his life. Here and there, Nehemiah, has come to that place in his life where he has a godly fear of God. Even in leadership capacity, we have to be careful. We have to always be mindful that God is looking and the angels are always looking. God is the only one that has the authority for things he allows. You see, the fear of God gives you divine insight into your covenant blessing. Here, the fear of God makes reference to fear or a specific thought. Sense of honor, respect, and submission to an awesome God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am, the one that has all power in his hand, the one that is the creator of all things. When you, as a believer of Christ, fear the Lord. You will take God very seriously. You will give God the proper respect, reverence, honor, and art for his position. Over and over again in the Word of God, it promised us great blessings to every man or woman who walk in the fear of the Lord. In the book of Psalms 128, verse 1, the word says, blessed is everyone that feared the Lord, that walketh in his ways. When you have a proper fear of God, he promised to bless you, your family, your finances, your future. Believe of Christ, when we walk in the fear of the Lord, we can live in a constant state of respect and reverence for God, knowing that those that fear him will be rewarded. So fearing God, fearing the Lord means to be in awe of his holiness, to give God complete reverence, and to honor him as the God of great glory, majesty, purity, and power. When we truly fear the Lord, we will recognize that he alone is the creator, and we are creation of his. God is the Father, and we are the children. Joanne, genuine fear of the Lord is always seen in obedience to the Word of God. Proverbs 14, verse 27, it says, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening today, tonight, and those that will be listening in at a later date, when we walk in the fear of the Lord, we are stronger spiritually than we could be otherwise. The fear of the Lord is like a fountain that continuously spring up with spiritual vitality and strength. Having the fear of the Lord gives you divine insight into your covenant blessing. Walking in the fear of the Lord is going to have to be your personal decision on your part. Yes, God has given us the gift of grace, but it's up to us to accept or reject it. It's up to us to get to the place in life of having a godly fear, walking in godly wisdom, according to what God's word is saying, according to what he asks us to do, according to our lives lining up with his perfect will for our lives. Again, when you're talking about the word AWE, it means having an overwhelming feeling of reverence, admiration, fear produced by that which is extremely powerful. Having power to inspire reverence, or having power to inspire fear. Again, I'm not talking about the fear that we see in 1 Timothy 1 and 7, for God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. No, I'm talking about the godly fear. I'm talking about having the fear of the Lord on an individual basis as a believer of Christ. A question may be asked to you as a child of God. Should I fear God? Well, according to the word right here, in Psalms 25, verses 12 through 15, it says, who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path that they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will cause them to know his covenant. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. So again, believers of Christ, having a fear of God gives you benefit in your life. Having a fear of God will help bring blessings into your life. So people of God, real insight for life can come our way when we learn to stand in awe of who God is by making him first in our lives' priority. When we fear the Lord, we gain a correct viewpoint, a view of ourselves, because this liberates us from the bondage of ego, which oftentimes would make us do things, do all types of things which are done in God's eyesight. Psalms 111 verse 17 says, Psalms 111 verse 10 says, the upfield reverence towards the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding has all they that do his commandments, and his praise endureth. So fearing God means living in awe of him by obeying his word. You see, a person who fears God is one who loves God so much that consciously doing things that are contrary to God's word would be wrenching and heartbreaking. It would bring no pleasure whatsoever. Fearing God does not mean perfection or legalistic adherence to rules and regulations, but rather, it will give a cheerful disposition, a one heart towards pleasing God in word, thoughts, and deeds. So people of God, there are many benefits of fearing God in our lives. You see, the word of God tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, godly wisdom. Wisdom means for one to have the ability to make good judgment. When you and I, as believers of Christ, fear God, he will give us the path we should choose. Fearing God will cause us to live in prosperity and assure us generational blessings for our children. You see, the fear of God will give you divine insight into your covenant blessing. Fearing God, it grounds wisdom, because there are benefits that come with fearing him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Just like the foundation of a house is the beginning of the house. So, believers of Christ, you cannot have wisdom without first having a fear of God. The strong structure or beautiful house of wisdom cannot exist without the unshakable foundation of godly fear. Having a fear of God produces wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's like a spring, which is the beginning of a stream. The fear of the Lord, it produces wisdom like an apple tree, which produces apple. So believers of Christ, having the fear of God, it generates and it causes and creates wise choices, habits, and priorities. People of God, fearing God, it cultivates godly wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, like the works of the gardener is the beginning of harvest. Having a fear of God, it helps to weed out hatred, anger, and gossip, laziness, and it helps to plant love, gentleness, and healing words, and diligence. Fearing God is summarized godly fear. Here in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. We just thank God and praise him for who he is. That he is God and he's a God that sits high and looks low. Knows all by name, the very hairs on our heads. I just thank God for being able to bring forth the word to you tonight. I thank God that before I come to the end of the closing of this teaching, I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Maybe one or maybe some, I need some of us that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Bible says we have to repent of all sin. Acknowledge the fact that we need a Savior. Acknowledge the fact that we need help on a spiritual basis. Yet God can find you where you are. But you got to come to him, turn around from the floor. After repenting your sin, you confess to him. And then you believe. And then God can take you, turn you around, put your foot on solid ground. We just hope and pray that was something that we said through the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. They will bring encouragement to your soul. If for any reason you would like to get in touch with us, you can reach Pastor Tebow or Providence Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. Have a pleasant night.